Good evening, ma'am. My name is Carlos. I'm calling from Opinion Research. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing the nation, the state, and your local community. Can you be so kind? Share your opinion with us real quick. I'll be brief. Are you registered to vote as a Democrat in the state of New Jersey?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. Very kind of you for taking the time to help me. And now, can you please tell me, I know this is still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the Democratic primary elections for president, U.S. Senate, Congress, and the local office in June 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50?
Oh, yes, I will vote.
So should I record your answer as almost certain?
Yes, I will.
Okay.
Vote.
Thank you. And what is your race? White, Caucasian, Black, African American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Pacific Islander, or other?
Hispanic.
Thank you, ma'am. And from which country or territory does your family trace their heritage? Cuba, Mexico, Puerto Rico, Central America, Dominican Republic, South America, Spain, Portugal?
South America.
Thank you. And in South America, including Brazil, Argentina, Peru, Ecuador, Venezuela, Colombia, Bolivia, Uruguay, Paraguay, Chile. Can you
say
Peru? Thank you, ma'am. Now, it's a pleasure talking to you. Now, moving on. Now, what language do you primarily speak in your home? Always English, more English than Spanish, Spanish and English equally, more Spanish than English, always Spanish or something else?
English. Very English.
Okay, more English than Spanish, right?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages in your community, can you please tell me just the year? What year were you born?
1978.
Oh, thank you, ma'am. Now, moving on. Okay, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people using a scale from 0 to 100. 0 means very cold, unfavorable feeling. 100, very warm, favorable feeling. And 50 is neutral. Use any number from 0 to 100. The higher the number, the warmer your feeling. And if you have no opinion or never heard them, please say so. Now, here's the first one. Joe Biden, the President of the United States, from 0 to 100.
Oh, from 0 to 100, I would say 50.
Okay, no problem. And Phil Murphy, the governor of New Jersey, same thing, 0 to 100. The higher the number, the warmer your feeling. And 50 is neutral.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
I would say 80.
Okay, thank you. And Ravi Bala, the mayor of Hoboken in Canada for Congress. Do you recognize the name?
No.
Okay, and now moving on. Andy Kim, South Jersey U.S. Congressman and candidate for the U.S. Senate. Recognize the name?
No.
Okay, and Tammy Murphy, the First Lady of New Jersey and candidate for the U.S. Senate. Have an opinion? No.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
What's the number? Should we give her?
I'm neutral.
Okay, 50?
50.
Okay, now... Yes. Bob Menendez, the U.S. Senator and candidate for the U.S. Mm-hmm. Senate, from 0 to 100.
50.
Okay. And understand. And Stephen Fulop, the mayor of New Jersey, 0 to 100.
Stephen Fulop?
Yes, he's the mayor of Jersey City.
Oh, no, I don't know. I don't know.
Okay.
Him.
We can move on. That's okay. Now,
mm-hmm.
Rob Menendez, he is a U.S. congressman and candidate for Congress from 0 to 100.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, I'm neutral on that one.
No problem. And there's no right or wrong answer. And if you have no opinion or don't want to share it, just let me know. We can move forward. I do appreciate your patience. Believe me, ma'am. Now, when you hear the name Rob Menendez, what is the first thing that comes to your mind? The very first thing when you hear the name Rob Menendez?
I feel sorry for him, for what he's going through. I don't know if it's true. I don't know if it's a lie. I just feel sorry that he's going through what he's going through.
Can I record your answers? That's the first thing that comes to your mind is you feel pity and say, because of what he's going through. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, ma'am. Because of what? All the problems. Now, to be more specific, mm-hmm. you know, and I'm getting ahead of myself, but you're referring to because his father's problems, right?
Well, the scandal, yeah, him and his wife was like, well, I don't know if it's true or not, but I just don't have anything.
And we move along, okay? And as we move along, we're going to go more into that subject. But right now, would you say that you approve or disapprove of the job that Rob Menendez is doing as member of Congress? You approve or disapprove?
I approve of the things that he did in the past.
Okay. That you strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove of the job that he's doing?
I approve.
Somewhat approve. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Now, if the Democratic primary election for the U.S. Senate were held today, and the candidates were Bob Menendez, Tammy Murphy, and Andy Kim, and Patricia Campos Medina, from who would you vote if you had to decide today? You probably have to do more research, but just for the sake of research, can you pick one?
No, I can't. Pick one.
No problem, man. Now, if you don't lean towards anybody, like Bob Menendez, Tammy Murphy, and Andy Kim or Patricia Campos Medina, do you lean towards anybody if the Democratic primary election for the Senate were held today?
Maybe Tammy.
Understand. Mm-hmm. And if the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today, and the candidates were Rob Menendez, Ravi Bala, and Kyle Jacy, from who would you vote if you had to decide today?
If I had to decide right now, I'll... Ravi.
Ravi? Okay, thank you. And now moving on. In the last few months, have you heard a lot, some, not too much, or nothing at all about the U.S. Senator Bob Menendez?
I heard a lot about him.
Okay, thank you. And how closely would you say that you are following the recent criminal indictments against the U.S. Senator Bob Menendez? Very closely, somewhat closely, not too closely, or not closely at all?
No, not too closely.
Not too closely.
When I saw it, I just laughed.
Understood. And now please tell me, ma'am, whether you agree or disagree with each of the following statements about Congressman Rob Menendez. And here's the first statement. Now, Congressman Rob Menendez has not been accused of any wrongdoing because he has done nothing wrong. He is not involved in his father's issues in any way. Now, do you strongly agree with that statement? Somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I don't know. Honestly, I do not know. I haven't done that research.
So no,
I don't have an opinion.
But, you know, the statement that they're making at this moment, what you just heard, do you agree with that statement or disagree? Because, you know, these are things that they're saying, and we just want to know what you think. I know you probably haven't heard it. You're not following, right, too closely. Mm-hmm. But on this, the statement, as I read it to you, let me read it once again. They say that Congressman Rob Menendez has not been accused of any wrongdoing because he has done nothing wrong. He is not involved in his father's issues in any way. Now, that's the statement. Now, when you hear this statement, do you strongly agree with that? Somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree? What would be your opinion?
Somewhat.
Somewhat disagree. Okay. Now, there is no way that Congressman Rob Menendez did not know anything about his father, Senator Bob Menendez, shady and corrupt dealings. Now, when you hear that statement, do you strongly agree with that statement? Somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree. He's his father.
Okay, and these are things that they're saying, okay? I mean, believe me, we just want to hear your opinion, your reaction. Now, Congressman, here's the next statement. Congressman Rob Menendez is his own person, and it should not be punished for the actions of his father, Senator Bob Menendez. Now, when you hear that statement, strongly agree with that? Somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
No, I strongly agree with that, his father.
And Congressman Rob Menendez should be held accountable for the action of his father. Congressman Rob Menendez should be held accountable for the actions of his father, Senator Bob Menendez. Now, do you strongly agree with the statement? Somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree? When you hear that statement.
No, I strongly agree. You should strongly not agree. Be responsible.
No, but it says, should be held accountable. That's what they say.
No, he should not be. He should not be held accountable.
So you strongly disagree.
Correct.
Okay. Now, Congressman Rob Menendez is only in Congress because he is Senator Bob Menendez's son. Do you agree or disagree with that statement?
No, I disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly disagree.
Okay, now moving on. I do appreciate your patience. I'm going to read you real quick some statements made by critics and supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez. And I want you to tell me, please, which one comes closer to your own view, even if neither one is exactly right. Here's the first one, okay? Critics of Congressman Rob Menendez say he represents all that is wrong with politics in New Jersey these days. They say they are insiders, party bosses, and nepotism undermine our democracy, and that Menendez is only in office because his corrupt father and the political machine put him there. Now, supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez say he has earned the trust of Democratic leaders in Congress like Hakeem Jeffries, as well as Mayor Raj Baraka and Brian Stock and Chris Volwage, along with labor unions, environmental groups, and regular hardworking families because of his record of accomplishment in Congress and his commitment to take on the right-wing extremists. Now, does this statement from critics of Congressman Rob Menendez or the statement for the supporters of Rob Menendez comes closer to your own view, even if neither one is exactly right?
No, none of them.
None of them? Okay, thank you.
No.
Okay, now moving on. Critics of Congressman Rob Menendez say there is no way Congressman Menendez knew nothing about his father's corruption scheme in which Senator Menendez took bribes from the governments of Egypt and Qatar in the form of cash, luxury cars, and even gold bars in exchange for favors Senator Menendez delivery to those countries using his influence. They say Congressman Menendez refused to say a negative word about his father, who now faces multiple criminal indictments, and that the Menendez family has violated the public trust and that they are only in public office to enrich themselves. Now, supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez say that he has not been accused of anything related to his father's legal situation because he has nothing wrong. They say that he appears nowhere in the Justice Department's charges against his father because he has absolutely nothing to do with the investigation or any of the crimes his father has been accused of committing. They say there have never been any accusations of wrongdoing of any kind against Congressman Menendez, and it would be unfair to make the son pay for the sins of the father. At the same time, they say it is unreasonable to ask a son to come up and publicly condemn his own father. Now, does the statement from critics of Congressman Rob Menendez or the statement from supporters of Rob Menendez comes closer to your own view, even if neither one is exactly right?
No, it doesn't.
Neither one of them?
No, okay. I don't agree with what they're saying.
Okay, that's okay. Now, let's move on, okay? Now, I'm going to read you real quick some brief statements about the candidates for the Congress and your district. Now, please tell me if each statement makes you much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all more likely to support that candidate for Congress, okay? Now, I'm going to read you the first statement. And Rob Menendez is fighting against extreme MAGA Republicans in Congress who are pushing a racist, anti-immigrant, anti-worker agenda who want to turn back the clock on women's rights and gay rights, who despite the rising crime and violence in our communities, continue to stand in the way of common sense solutions to end gun violence, and who supported the January 6th rioters and aimed to pull Donald Trump back in power. Now, when you hear that statement, will that make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all more likely to support that candidate?
No, I don't.
Not at all?
I don't believe, no.
Okay.
I have to do my own research. So I have to.
No, I have to find out more about that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's real smart, believe me. And we know, you know, you're probably going to have. But these are things that you will hear during the campaign. You know, they want to know at this moment, if when you hear these kind of statements, will that make you much more likely to support Rob Menendez? Somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all more likely? When you hear that he is fighting against extreme MAGA and Republicans in Congress and all that, I just read. Okay, that's all. I know you have to do more research, but let's go to the next one. Okay, I do appreciate your patience.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Rob Menendez knows how important healthcare is. He's fought to lower the cost of prescription drugs, make hospital billing more transparent, make sure seniors can live in dignity by protecting Social Security and Medicare, and strengthen women's healthcare. Now, when you hear that statement, will that make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all more likely to support that candidate, Rob Menendez?
That makes me support him more because I know he's done that.
Okay. Somewhat more, a little more, or much more likely for you to support him?
I'll support him, most likely.
Most likely. Okay. Now, remember, the key words, you know, likely, because you're not giving him the support 100%, and you're going to do more research. But how should I record your answer so we can move on? Much more likely, somewhat more, or a little more likely?
Much more likely.
Much more likely. Okay. Now, the first bill Rob Menendez introduced when getting to Congress was a comprehensive effort to make life more affordable for working people in New Jersey, for lowering the cost of prescription drugs for seniors, increasing tax credits for childcare, making it easier to take care of older family members, and making quality public transportation more accessible. Now, when you hear that statement, much more, somewhat more, a little more, or not at all likely to support him for Congress?
Likely, more likely to support him.
Much more, okay. Now, a member of the pro-choice caucus in Congress, Rob Menendez, is fighting to protect women's access to abortion and other reproductive health care. He voted to make Roe versus Wade the law of the land. And he's fighting to stand up to the anti-choice extreme members of the Republican Party who are pushing to ban abortion across the United States. Now, will that make you much more, somewhat, a little more, or not likely at all to support Mr. Menendez?
More likely to support him now.
Somewhat more? Much more or a little more?
Much more.
Okay. Now, the only Hispanic in New Jersey's congressional delegation, Rob Menendez, is a leader in the Congressional Hispanic Caucus, and he's fighting for migrant communities across the country. Now, same question. Much more likely, somewhat, a little more, or not at all likely to support him?
Repeat the question again?
Yeah, of course. The statement, it says, the only Hispanic in New Jersey's congressional delegation, Rob Menendez, is a leader in the Congressional Hispanic Caucus, and he is fighting for migrant communities across the country. Now, we hear the same. Will that make you to support him more likely? Much more?
More likely. Mm-hmm. Much more.
Okay. And Hoboken Mayor Rabbi Bala has a 15-year record of public service, and he has never been handed a thing. With rising inequality and rising sea levels, Bala believes this moment requires change that is momentous. And he believes that healthcare is a human right, using housing is a human right, reproductive rights are a human right, and the climate crisis is not a predetermined catastrophe, but a challenge we can and must meet. Now, when you hear that statement, will that make you to support that candidate much more, somewhat more, a little more, or not at all?
I don't know.
That's okay. We can move on. Okay.
Yeah, move on.
No problem. Now, Rob Menendez, our top priority is delivering for his constituents, no matter what. His office is proud to have solved issues for over 1,100 constituents and their families in his first year of service, from complicated immigration requests to cutting red tape to put money in working people's pockets. Now, he's fought to make our neighborhoods safer and more livable. Rob and his wife are raising their two young children here. That's why Rob gets our life, the challenge we face every day, and why he's ready to meet this moment. Now, when you hear that statement, will that make you much more likely to support that congressman somewhat more, a little more, or not at all?
That his kids are being raised here?
Yeah, the kids. He said he lives in New Jersey, and he's raising the two children here. That's why Rob gets alive, the challenge we face every day, and why he's ready to meet this woman. So he lives within the community. When you hear that statement, will that make you to support that candidate much more, somewhat, a little more, or not at all?
No. Like neutral. Like, that doesn't have anything to do.
Understand.
To me, it doesn't have anything to do.
No, I understand, man. Okay, let's move on so we can finish. After hearing some more information, let me ask you once again, if the Democratic primary election for Congress will help today, and the candidates were Rob Menendez, Ravi Bala, and Kyle Casey, for who would you go if you had to decide today? And I know you have to do more research, but just for the sake of research, can you pick one?
No, I can't pick one.
That's okay, man. And do you lean towards anybody from what I just read to you, Rob Menendez? No. Not either? Okay.
No.
Now, I'm going to read you real quick a few more statements about Ravi Bala, a candidate for Congress. This is the other candidate. Now, please tell me if each statement, if accurate, makes you much less likely, somewhat less likely, a little less likely, or not at all less likely to support Ravi Bala for Congress. And remember, this is things that you're going to hear during the campaign. If you're registered to vote, you know, you're going to hear this thing, but we're completely neutral, okay, man? Now, Ravi Bala has failed, and he is incompetent as a mayor of Hoboken, where taxes and spending have increased by nearly 20% on his watch, including a massive 50% jump in spending for his own office since his election. Bala takes credit for the work of others, even on a major environmental project started by a different mayor. Now, will that make you much less, somewhat less, a little less, or not at all less likely to support him?
Not at all.
Not at all? Okay. Now, in the district that is overwhelmingly Hispanic, Ravi Bala is running to unseat New Jersey's only Hispanic congressman after using behind-the-scenes schemes to remove a Latina from the state assembly. Now, much less, somewhat less, a little less, or not at all less likely?
No, not likely.
Not at all? Or a little less? Not at all. Okay. Now, Ravi Bala is too close to the Republican Party, and Bala hip praise on Chris Christie and talked publicly about endorsing Republican Christie for re-election over a Democrat. Bala's law firm represented a New Jersey Republican when they sued Governor Murphy over his response to the pandemic, and Bala was even a business partner with the Republican state chairman. Now, when you hear that statement, okay, for that candidate, can you please tell me if that statement, if accurate, would make you much less likely, somewhat less likely, a little less likely, to support that candidate for Congress?
Not at all.
Okay. Now, Ravi Bala is a hypocrite when it comes to criticizing the ethics of others. Bala had his law license revoked in New Jersey and New York, where he was disciplined for being, quote, dishonest and deceitful, end of the quote. He has twice been the subject of the federal tax lien for tens of thousands of dollars in unpaid taxes, and he has been sued on multiple occasions for failing to pay his personal debt. And Bala twice tried to avoid pay-to-play laws by failing to file the legally required disclosure forms. Not much less, somewhat less, a little less, or not at all less likely to support him. For candidate.
Honestly, I don't know. I have to look into that.
No problem. And let's finish this up. This is the last one. Ravi Bala is a corrupt and incompetent lawyer who has demonstrated a pattern of shady dealings. Bala's law license was suspended by the New Jersey and New York for engaging in what they call, quote, dishonest and deceitful conduct. End of the quote. In a separate incident, Bala used his position on the city council to renew a taxpayer-funded city contract with a lawyer with whom he shared office space. And yet another incident, Bala was accused of breaking, quote, the most important state law, the state pay-to-play reform law, 3 years in a row. much less, somewhat less, a little less, not at all less likely to support him?
I do not know.
Okay, no problem. And let's finish this up, okay? Now, after hearing that information, let me ask you one last time. If the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today, and the candidates were Rob Menendez, Ravi Bala, and Kyle Gacy, for who would you vote if you had to decide today?
No, I can't decide.
I understand, ma'am. And, well, if the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today, and you have to decide right now, for who would you lean? Do you lean towards anybody voting for Rob Menendez, Ravi Bala, or Kyle Gacy?
I honestly can't. I just think that it's not election day yet.
I understand. Now, but this will spark your interest. You know, you will do more research, I'm sure. Now, finally, ma'am, I just have a few more questions for a statistical purpose only. And thinking in political terms, would you say that you are a liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Moderate.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
Do I have to answer that? No.
No, you don't. You don't. Believe me. We can move on if you want to, okay? It's just for statistical purpose only, but all your answers are completely confidential. Believe me, at the end of the day, they just see how many liberals, how many conservative people have answered the survey, okay, just for you to know. So what is the last year of schooling that you have completed? First to 11th grade, high school graduate, non-college, plus high school, some college, including community college, or four-year college, or postgraduate?
Postgraduate.
Thank you. Now, are you currently retired member of the labor union, or are you a member of the union?
No.
Okay. How about anybody in your family? Oh, you are a member of a union?
Yes.
You are. Okay. Thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purpose only by my supervisor, can I just have your first name, please?
Sarah.
Sarah, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Now, thank you for your time. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for their time and sharing their opinions in a more in deep and open-ended way. You can, can I know you that you are interested in a follow-up research study?
No.
Do we make contact?
No.
Okay, no problem. Thank you very much. Again, very kind of you for sharing your opinion. Okay, enjoy the rest of the evening.
You're welcome.
Good night, Sarah.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.